Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Friday, 3:30, Patriots Friday, big game. That means we need to go to the guest line to talk to our buddy Mike Giardi, who has the best intro for a phone hit in the radio business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, the football talk, how we feeling?
We still don't really like my son all that much for leaving this gift before he went off to college, this head cold that I'm dealing with. But, you know, we'll reconsider. He can apply for a reinstatement, you know, in a couple weeks.
And you're the one who brought it into the Patriots locker room. That's why they had guys. Yeah, is that how that worked?
Yeah.
That is not accurate whatsoever. In fact, I stayed away on Monday when I thought I was at my most contagious because I am a team player, even though that team doesn't pay me.
It's true. Like all of us, we have kids in college. It's just a potpourri of, you know, just germs and disease.
Well, yeah, because they say it's like daycare centers, which obviously bring a lot home. But college is just kids. A daycare center where they're making out and drinking and vomiting on each other. Oh, yeah. So it's even worse. There's more swapping of spit. Anyway, let's move on to football. Mike Giardi, big game.
Romantic discussion.
We got a big, fun game. Sunday night, Patriots, Chargers is fun. I think Harbaugh Vrabel's fun. I think Herbert and May fun. What is, like, if I were to ask you, like, the poster version of what Mike Giardi likes about this game or thinks the biggest aspect of this game is, what would that be?
Well, I mean, I think we got two young quarterbacks who are, you know, hovering at the top of the league in terms of their ability and the things that they've done this year. Herbert has been really impressive when you look at all that's gone wrong around him from a health perspective. You know, they're built a certain way, and to have both tackles, you know, one missed the entire year and the other one missed, you know, a good portion of it and not going to be back for the postseason. Like, that's pretty massive that he's been able to kind of elevate that group around him. And obviously we've seen Drake just go, you know, supernova. So I love that aspect of it because I think this is, we're looking kind of at the future a little bit here that's happening in the present. And then I love the little chess matches. You're talking about Harbaugh and Vrabel, and it's McDaniels versus Jesse Minter, the DC. It's, you know, the long veteran coordinator, Greg Roman, against Zach Kaur. And I guess you would say Vrabel too, you know, with the defensive influence, and like, how does that get divvied up and who wins those matchups? Because there's a lot of little things that can be done in this game, and I'm, you know, there's a few things that I've circled that I'm really looking forward to watching.
All right, so
Mike, we've been playing a little game this week, going back and forth on who one team's strength against the other team's weakness, et cetera, what has you most concerned. So let's start there. From a Chargers perspective, what is it that they do either offensively or defensively that has you most concerned Sunday night?
So Jesse Minter is an up-and-comer. He's going to interview for some head coaching jobs. You know, I don't know if he's going to get one in this cycle, but he has done nothing but excel since leaving the Raven tree. He went to University of Michigan with Jim Harbaugh and then joined Harbaugh here in L.A., and he's got a defense that is, I think, 31st in terms of dollars spent on the defense, but it's a top-10 unit, and it's I've heard some people describe it as a do-what-you-do defense. I can't think of anything more ridiculous than that. I think Josh McDaniels confirmed that to us yesterday when he said, like, you rarely, if ever, see the same look pre-snap. And obviously, there's only so many things you can get to post-snap. You know, that you're not inventing coverages, but it's about the disguise. And we know that at least in the second matchup against the Bills in the second half, Drake struggled with some of their disguises. And they didn't have the ball a ton, so that didn't help. You can't. It's hard to solve it when you're not seeing a ton of it because they were out there for three and outs over and over again. But, like, that's something that they're going to lean into. So then how do the Patriots combat that? And I'll tell you, the Chargers love the four-man front, two linebackers, and then the five defensive backs. And Derwin James is that hybrid, right? He can play linebacker. He rushes the passer. I think he's second most in quarterback hits on their team. He blitzes. He does all those things. But they love him because he can play the run. But do the Patriots say, hey, we've been playing this jumbo. We've been bringing Sam Mumford in, did it 25% of the time against Miami. Do we start off with that and make you get out of that? Or say, are you really going to try to play us with a lighter box? And, like, that's one of those things where I'm just like, I'm sort of tantalized by how it's going to go because you want to dictate to them what they're doing. And they want to say, no, you can't get us out of this because this is what we do best.
Yeah, that is interesting, Mike. The 4-2-5 that you're talking about, that's basically a nickel package, and so that's considered a package that you can run on. So that'll be fascinating to watch. But I just wanted to ask you, I'm putting a lot of emphasis into the external factors that are going to maybe be at play in this game, and really it comes down to the cold weather, and I think it's a big advantage for the Patriots. What do you think about that take? Is it the stupid just to think a warm weather team coming to the East Coast to play in the cold is overblown, or do you think there's some credence to that?
I don't think it's stupid. I think some of the numbers would back you up on that. Yeah, I mean, they're not a dome team because it's a roof, but it's not enclosed entirely. So, but obviously, they play in significantly better weather half the year out in L.A., and that doesn't even account for who else they play, you know, in terms of like non-conference stuff. So I think there is an element to that you have to watch. The one thing I would say is, and Herbert hasn't had a ton of experience in sub 40 degree weather. He does have the big hands, you know, he's like a size 10 hand. So like, yeah,
that makes a difference.
I know he struggled. Well, I know he struggled sometimes holding on to the ball, but I think we can look at it now. It's, you know, he's playing with a broken left hand. So there's he's not really putting two hands on the ball consistently, or he can't really use that left hand to sort of protect it because if you protect it, that's going to hurt again. So that'll be a kind of an interesting thing for me. And I think the Patriots have obviously, they're trying to embrace this, right? They're like, hey, it's cold. It's going to, like, we're not cold. We're not bothered by this. We embrace this. We're going to lean into it. And that'll be, yeah, I think there's certainly a little element to that of, like, can you withstand that? And there might be a little rain before the game. So then that's mm-hmm. another sort of thing you sprinkle into the conversation.
I heard Matt Khalil has big hands too, but we'll leave that right there. Move back to the quarterbacks.
Come on now.
Which quarterback? So you have a quarterback who's played a couple playoff games. He's lost them because these two guys are part of a three-man group, right? Allen, Drake May, and Justin Herbert seem to all be kind of compared together. I heard, I think it was Milton Williams earlier today on our airwaves, compared the three of those guys sort of in the same grouping. Which guy in this game, the guy making his third start but hasn't won and has turned the ball over more this year, or the guy making his first start, is more likely to make that game-losing mistake?
I think there's more. This is crazy because there's a lot on Drake's shoulders. I think there's more on Herbert's shoulders. And I'll give you another one of these things where I think the Patriots are going to do, in my opinion, what they did to Buffalo the first time. If you remember that first game in Buffalo, they came out with five defensive linemen, three linebackers. They had just three defensive backs on the field in the opening series for, I think, two plays. And it was like, you guys want to push us around? No, we're going to push you around. And they forced Joe Brady to get off of that pretty quickly. We know how Harbaugh wants to operate. We know what Greg Roman's, you know, his charges. We have to run the ball. We want to slow the game down. We want to limit possessions for Drake May. And I think the Patriots are going to say, we are going to do everything in our power to stop you from running. And believe it or not, put the game on Justin Herbert's shoulders. And I think what's surrounding him in terms of his wide receivers versus what you have covering is an advantage to you. So I think if you're asking me, like, I think there's going to be more on Herbert because I don't think they're going to be able to run it as effectively. And I think that's where the mistake comes from.
All right. We've all just been speaking so glowingly, so lovingly, so affectionately of Drake May this week. You would think that, you know, he's making his way from Foxborough straight to the Hall of Fame and he's cured every disease in the world. I think he'll have a good game, maybe not a world beater game on Sunday night, but it's going to take more than just Drake May, I believe, to beat the Chargers on Sunday night and this defense of Jesse Minter's. So, Mike, if you could pick one Patriot on offense that's going to be a difference maker or who needs to step up alongside Drake Sunday night, who would that be?
Give me Ramondre. I think the way he's run the football the last month is as good as we've ever seen him.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I think he is making the first guy miss with regularity, which is not something that Trevion does consistently. I think he's seeing it great right now. And then it's the finish. And Henderson's running physically too, don't get me wrong. And obviously he has breakaway speed that Ramondre doesn't, but you saw Ramondre get loose a couple times against Miami. Like he came in a lighter weight this year. And I think you're sort of seeing those quick feet now and a little bit more speed. I love the way he's playing right now. So I know there's that fear in the back of your mind, you know, because of what happened earlier in the year or what happened last year with him holding on to the football, but he's running confidently and I want the ball in his hands.
I like that. I like it a lot there, Mike. My last question for me is just, we've had an interesting kind of debate over the last few days this week talking about if the Patriots lose, how do you look at the season considering, you know, no one thought they were going to win 14 games and to get bounced in the wild card could change those, some perspective on the season. What say you in that regard?
I would call it a little bit of a disappointment. I've heard people say that the season's a failure. I don't view that at all. I think they've sort of changed the perception again. I think now it's become, because of the success in the regular season, because of the players raving about Vrabel and the staff, because of what Drake's been able to do, you know, I don't think you're in the same spot you were last year or 2 years ago where Brandon Ayuk, DK Metcalf, and those were like, yeah, no, not. I don't have any interest in going there. Now I think it's an attractive place. So it'd be nice to stack a win or two at the very least in the playoffs to sort of like, hey, no, it's that wasn't fool's gold what you saw during the regular season. But I still think they've changed the narrative around them. And I think it's just it's a world different from where we were a year ago, right? Where, you know, like that was horrible football. You didn't like, I wanted to stick a fork in my eye rather than watch them play. And I love football. So like they were all in that mode. I think there were players that wanted to stick a fork in their eye rather than play football, and it showed. So I it would be a slight disappointment because I think there's an opportunity here. You've gotten this far and you're playing really well and there's a lot of confidence. Like, why not you? Why not now? And you never know, as Dan Campbell said a couple years ago when they lost in the NFC Championship game, this might be your best opportunity. You don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't know what's going to happen in the offseason. None of those things. So while you're here and you're playing this way, take advantage of it.
Two-part question from me, Mike. It's really important that I turn on my microphone to start said two-part question. Who's going to win the MVP award? I don't care who's supposed to win it. I don't need your opinion on that. I want your opinion on who is going to win it.
I think Stafford is going to win it, and I think it truly is the old guard is going to hold off the new guard in terms of touchdown passes and those sorts of things versus EPA and success rate. I think that the voters are starting to turn over, and it started to become more of an important thing, but I just have this sneaky suspicion we're not totally there yet. And I'm not going to, like, I've heard some of the arguments. I'm not going to denigrate Stafford. I mean, freaking, what is he, 47 touchdown passes, 46 touchdown passes, something outrageous. Like, and I know there's a bunch of them from the one-yard line. Like, he's been awesome this year. Drake's been better, in my opinion, and I think the nerd numbers mm-hmm. back that up. And obviously we have the pleasure of having watched him for 17 games this year and figure things out on the fly. And like, that's so underrated, but I just kind of think that Stafford's going to get the old man, 37 years old,
yep.
Hall of Fame career. Just give him the vote. May he'll have another chance next year. And after that,
hate it.
You know, I just realized, I think some of the voters have come up against Matt Stafford, or either played with him or played against him, right? There's Orlovsky, I think, has a vote.
It was his backup.
Yeah,
it was his backup.
All these guys that a lot of guys that I think have votes are probably friends with Matt Stafford.
Too close to it. Mike.
Well, I don't want to say that I'm a big deal, but I talked to two voters who reached out to me. There's 50 of them. I talked to two of them. One who was like May versus Stafford. The other one actually reached out to me about the coach of the year thing and asking me about Vrabel. And I'm confident that I flipped one of them to May on the MVP vote. Ooh. And I think the other one I got there too. So I'm just saying, when you speak of me,
nicely. Yeah, I like that.
I didn't know you were a lobbyist and you were changing things at the highest level. Like, if he wins the MVP, it's because Mike Giardi won it for
some
him.
Respect flips on Giardi's name.
Yeah, Andy, he's an influencer.
Damn right. Before we let you go, what's going to happen Sunday night? Give me a pick.
I think it's going to be close, but I think the Patriots survive and play again next weekend.
I love it. All right, and I hope you are right, and I hope we talk to you next Friday as we move on in the postseason. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Mike.
Always a pleasure, boys.
See you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, who, as Dan Ball pointed out in his phonetic spelling,
votes.
You don't need vowels for the last name. Giardi is how you can spell his last name, and everybody can read it. Mike Giardi with some interesting takes there, optimistic on the Patriots. We'll break down that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.